This is Communication Network coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's got to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and for the next views, they're going to be next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Ralph Everson, and we're going to be talking about the Masonic influence on the formation of the United States. And certainly the Masonic influence is simply one of the secret societies that were working in America when this country was founded and are still working in America today. Did you ever stop and wonder why we are sending our jobs and our manufacturing overseas, why we are financing and encouraging our great manufacturers to shift their base of production overseas, why we gave Fiat Motor Company a Chrysler? We didn't sell them Chrysler. We gave them Chrysler, and now Fiat is going to begin opening plants to create new jobs in Mexico, and new jobs in Italy, but not new jobs in America, because, of course, the whole thrust of the people who really control both political parties is to transfer the wealth and power and industries and manufacturing base of America to foreign countries. And when you understand that, everything makes sense. And this is part of a long-range program that's been around for 3,000 years to bring about a world government. And we're going to raise the living standards in another country and lower the living standards here. And certainly those people who survived the period of the coming Holocaust will be simply happy to be servants for the new ruling class. And this is really what it's all about. Now, when America was founded, back in 1776, the Declaration of Independence, there were people at that meeting who signed the Declaration who had a different worldview, and they were looking towards the establishment of this wonderful utopian world where they would destroy the existing religions, where they would destroy the existing governments and bring about this new order. Novus Ordo Seclorum was the phrase they put at the bottom of the Great Seal of the United States, the emblem on the back of the Great Seal. They had to hide that. They hid that there for many, many years, for 150 years, because they knew the American people would recognize that it was a Masonic emblem, although it was truly an emblem of the ancient mystery religions that had been adopted by the Masons who were part of that. And without further ado, Ralph Everson, thanks very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Dr. Stan. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, why don't you go ahead and pick up just your views of there were people here when America was founded who were Christians, but there were always the hidden element, the secret element, who were Masons and other secret societies that wanted to bring about this wonderful world society that you even wrote a book about called the New World Order before anybody else was talking. But you pick up the story.
Yeah, thank you for that. I wrote that book in 1990. It was ready for publication in 1989, but it took a while to put it out. But that book shows you that the New World Order is not new. It was designed by our founding fathers, and we were committed to it in 1787, at least in that year, by the fact that when they designed the Great Seal of the United States, they wrote it into the Latin phrase, but they put it in Latin, and they put a bunch of symbols on there that I would dare say even today, 95% of American people have no idea what they mean, and yet we carry this money around and on the back of our dollar bill, and we spend it, but no one knows what it means, and that's by design. First of all, let's talk about why we have two circles instead of one. It's called, as you'll notice on the back of the dollar bill, it says the Great Seal of the United States. Well, a seal was intended to make something official. It was only one side. Generally, originally, it was the king's ring impressed into hot metal, hot wax. They would pour melted wax on it. It would start to solidify, and as it did, the king would stick his ring into it, and then it would, when it dried, it had that impression on it. And so the person, when he got it, at the other end, it was sent to him, a letter or something, or a treaty. He would be able to know whether it had been opened and also whether it was official by the fact that it was a seal. So a seal is only one side. So we've got a two-sided seal. Why? Well, Manly P. Hall wrote about it in his book called The Secret Destiny of America, and he said both sides conceal enormous, this is my paraphrase of it, he said they conceal enormous secrets, especially the reverse side, meaning the pyramid side. So the pyramid side tells us a great secret, reveals it to us. Now, when I was, I live in Tucson, Arizona, Dr. Stan, as you perhaps know, you've been here as a guest, a speaker. And we have a thing outside of Tucson called Old Tucson. It's a movie set. As long as you walk down the main street of the town, the dirt, you know, a dirt road, and you look at the buildings, they're all real. You can see the front and the bank on it, and it says the sheriff's office and the jail and whatever else you want to see. And then when you walk around back, you find out it's not real. That's what they did with us. They didn't want us to look around back to see what these words meant, but they'd put them into our great seal. And so we can know that the secret societies were the ones that designed it. In fact, not only these secret societies, one specific secret society, and the way to know that is by looking above the eagle side, which is the main seal of the United States. You notice there's what they call a burst. There's a six-pointed star drawn. You have to draw it, but there's that's right. There's 13 stars, and they form, if you draw the lines, a six-pointed star. And you pick that up and take it over to the other side and put it down on the pyramid, and the five of the 6 points point to letters. And the when you put it down on top of the pyramid, the point at about 10 o'clock, looking like as if it was a clock, 10 o'clock points to the letter A. The 2 o'clock one points to the letter S in septus or coeptus. And then the lower left-hand corner at 8 o'clock, it points to the letter N in novus. And then at 6 o'clock, the letter O in ordo, second O in ordo. And then around 4 o'clock, it's M. Now, there's a word in your dictionary called anagram. And when you look it up, it says a scrambling of the letters to conceal the real letters, the real words. So you scramble A-S-N-O-M and you get M-A-S-O-N. So the Masons were the ones that designed it. Now, I've been on the History Channel twice talking about the symbol on the back of the dollar bill, and the Masons say, no, there's no significance to that, and there's no way that's concealed, and we didn't do anything, yet there it is in front of our eyes. It's a concealed symbol, just like the back of the sets at Old Tucson. We're not supposed to see that. Well, we just did. So Annuit Septus and the seal points out that the Masons did. Let's talk about what does it mean, Annuit Septus. It means announcing or the announcement of, and Septus or Coeptus, the conception of, or the birth of, announcing the birth of, Novos, New, Ordo, Order, Seclorum, World, New World Order, announcing the birth of, well, 1782. So when George Bush mentioned it in 1990, we all thought it was something brand new. It's not at all. It's on the back of our dollar bill, and our founding fathers committed us to it. There it is, announcing the birth of. And you'll notice, Doug Stan, on the that the above the eye, above the pyramid is an eye, and that's nice. Why is it not on top of it or inside it? No, it's on top because, and it's not resting on it, it's not inside. So when that eye lands, the New World Order will no longer be a baby or a birth. It'll be an adult, and we'll have the New World Order. So that's where we're going.
And that has been the goal of the ancient mystery religions for thousands of years. Yes. And we do carry that book that Ralph mentioned. If you don't have it, you need it. It's inexpensive. It's called The Secret Destiny of America. It was written by Manly P. Hall, who is the leading Masonic philosopher of all time. When he died in the early 1990s, the Scottish Rite magazine put out by the Order of the Secret Order of the Scottish Rite, Return Order of the Scottish Rite, said Manly P. Hall was the greatest Masonic philosopher of all time, or said to be. And we carry his book, but you have to ask for it specifically. I call it The Secret Destiny of America. He understood.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
There is growing evidence that Americans would have better health and a lower incidence of cancer and fibrocystic disease of the breast if they consumed more iodine. Nutriodine iodine is formulated to work with your body to help to stimulate proper hormonal balance and can assist in detoxification from fluoride, bromide, and chloride toxins and helps provide protection from radioactive iodine from nuclear fallout. Nutriodine is made with a proprietary high-energy field from pure crystalline iodine. Nutriodine should be used by all ages every day. If you suffer from chronic fatigue, low thyroid, and mitochondria function, or if you just want to feel better from day to day, Nutriodine drops are for you. There are several forms of iodine. Nutriodine is the only trusted source. Available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Ralph Epperson. He wrote a book in 1989 on the New World Order. Remember, it wasn't until September 11th, 1990. Exactly 11 years to the day before the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center, that George Herbert Walker Bush gave his famous speech about the New World Order and how we were going to have a New World Order. These terms have been used by the occultists. I remember reading by some writings by people who were deeply involved in the occult, the Luciferian movement, saying, gee, this is the first time we've seen anybody in public life talking about the New World Order. Why, certainly Alice Bailey and some of the others wrote about it, but anybody in the mainline, they were just amazed and excited to think that George Bush would be picking up their goal. Not realizing, of course, that the spiritual force that energized George Herbert Walker Bush and his son, George W. Bush, was the same spiritual force. That, of course, was Alice Bailey had written about in her Points of Light. George Bush's 1,000 points of light was Alice Bailey's 1,000 points of light. They all were dealing the same thing, the manifestations of the angel of light, Lucifer. So pick up the story there.
Yeah, well, your point's well taken. That's what the New World Order is. The eye above the pyramid is not the eye of Horus or Osiris or any other god that you wish. It is Lucifer, Satan, the devil. And our founding fathers knew that. Even Manly P. Hall admits that. And that when the eye lands, the New World Order will start. That's what it's all about. That pyramid, by the way, is a symbol of the Great Pyramid of Giza outside of Cairo. The one that most people are familiar with the three layers of passage, one down to the bottom in under the ground level. It's in the dirt. Second one is called the Queen's Chamber, and the third one's called the King's Chamber. But no king and no queen, no pharaoh were ever buried in there. So it's a temple of initiation into this very ancient mystery religion that Manly P. Hall and the Masons are in favor of. They trace their history back to it. So what is the New World Order that they promised, the Novus Ordo Seclorum, that our founding fathers committed this nation? And by the way, while we're there, let me quote from memory, if I may, the words of Henry Kissinger. He said, "The United States is uniquely endowed to lead the world to the New Order." Now, he said New Order, not New World Order, but he's talking about the same thing, in my opinion. So we were set up to create the world, the New World Order. It's not just America. It's going to be worldwide. I get calls from people in Australia and England and France and wherever all the time, and I tell them, this is not just America facing this. Your nation's going to get it as well. This is the New World Order, and we're going to go there. And what is it? Well, Manly P. Hall says it's a new civilization. In fact, Dr. Stan, if you wouldn't mind, I'd like to spend a couple of minutes and read Alvin Telford. Are you familiar with this quote about the New World Order?
Oh, yes. He's was a good friend of Newt Gingrich, who's trying to present himself as a Christian and conservative. Of course, he's always been a New Ager. His job was to lead the conservatives and the Christians, like the Pied Piper of Hamlet, to their destruction. But certainly Toffler and Newt were good friends. Newt actually wrote a chapter from one of Toffler's books, going into all these, the alternative spiritualism. He gives hypocrisy a bad name, but certainly go ahead with Toffler, famous for his thesis on the third wave. Go ahead.
That's the book I'm going to read from. I read the book years ago. It came out in 1980, and it's called, as you pointed out, The Third Wave. And the book describes Toffler as one of the world's best-known social thinkers and a futurist, and that his works are read in more than 50 countries. So this man's getting around all over the world with his words of great wisdom about the New World Order. And by the way, I want to make this very clear. As you'll read together when we see this, he's in favor of this, and I'm in total opposition. So here's what he says. Beneath the seemingly senseless events. See, we all look at these things, this is just an isolated incident or whatever it is. Beneath the seemingly senseless events, there lies a startling and potentially hopeful pattern. Many of today's changes are not independent of one another, nor are they random. He's saying they're happening by design, and I will use his words. They are, in fact, parts of a much larger phenomenon. The death of industrialization and the rise of a new civilization. That's what the New World Order is, a new civilization. Let me tell you what it's going to consist of. He says it's changing, it's emerging in our lives, and blind men everywhere are trying to suppress it. And that's Dr. Stan and Ralph Epperson. We're blind men trying to suppress it or keep it away from the America.
I think it's so important that he wants to deindustrialize the world. That's what it's all about, to destroy industrial and Christian and modern civilization.
Yep. He says, this new, you're right, and that means we're not going to have TVs or VCRs anymore, or Blackberries or whatever they call those phones. We're going to get rid of all those things because we're using up vital resources for unnecessary items. This new civilization, Toffler wrote, this new civilization brings with it new family styles. Now, what does that mean? Well, we're allowing in America, we're now defining a family as two people of whatever sex living together are now a family. And they're now, we're creating, allowing them, homosexuals and lesbians, to adopt children that they can't produce themselves, but they can adopt someone else's child. So that's a new family style. He went on to say, changed ways of working. Now look around you, America. We're going through the process of changing our ways of working. People, especially in some of the high-tech industries, are losing their jobs. They're getting big money, and when they lose their job, they can't afford their house, and this is one of the reasons why there's foreclosures all over the country. So we're going to change ways of working. We're all going to work for a hamburger stand and flipping burgers or maybe cleaning swimming pools. Change ways of loving and living. Well, our government is teaching in our public schools that homosexuality and lesbianism are alternative lifestyles. So these people are not being born that way. They're being created that way by our government. Officially, they're saying, try it. You'll like it. Here's the key. A new economy is coming. What does that mean? We're going to replace the free enterprise system with fascism and ultimately with socialism, or if you will, even communism. That's what he means. That's what this new world order is all about. And look around you, America. Obama's leading us into a new economy. This collapse, this bailout, was planned, according to the New York Times, in 1999. It's 10 years ago. Yes, they said it was planned to happen. And all the time that Barney Franks was pleading, oh, no, there's nothing wrong with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac and the banks in America. Everything's fine. All the time that was going on, he knew that we were destroying the free enterprise system and that it's going to collapse around us. Oh, we're all going to have new political conflicts as well. Now, when this was written in 1980, we had communism as our major political conflict. And, of course, that's now dissipated, at least the Russian brand or the Eastern European brand. But China, of course, is still, quote, a communist nation. But we're getting new political conflicts, and guess what? We're getting into wars of terrorism. So that's what he means, new political conflicts. The old ones are gone.
Well, we're going to be back in just a moment with Ralph Epperson. We'll welcome your calls here at Genesis.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lay's Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at lasemedinc.com. That's lasemedinc.com today.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much more. much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is Ralph Epperson. And before we go on, Ralph, why don't you get out your website, why don't you get out your telephone number so people would know how to get in touch with you?
Well, you're very kind, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much. People want to go browsing through my catalog, guess what it is? My website is my catalog. It's Ralph-Epperson, E-P-P, as in Peter, E-P-P-E-R-S-O-N.com, Ralph-Epperson.com. You're more than free and welcome to go there. I've got, seven brand new DVDs only been coming out the last year or so, and they're all listed on there. I've reduced the prices down for the bailout for people who are having a little trouble making their ends meet. If they still want to read and learn, they can go there. And if you want to call me, I'll be invite you to talk. I've got an 800 number. You can call. I'll pay for the call. 800-422-3888. You can call me. 800-422-3888. Got an interesting story, Doc. So real quick. Yesterday, a truck driver was driving through on his way to California. So I remember Ralph lives in Tucson, and before he got here, he called on his is in Texas. He said, "I want to buy one of everything." And I said, "You must be a real glutton for punishment." He said, "Well, I want to know." So I met him yesterday at a truck stop south of Tucson on the interstate, and I sold him one of everything. I was really surprised. He said he's got a friend that they're going to share this with, and he's going to buy a set as well. So we'll see.
Well, I'm glad.
They want to know what's going on.
I think more and more people want to know. And, of course, basically, of course, when America was founded, there were Christians, and then there were the cultists, and this is what everybody's missed. I mean, people do not understand that certainly the Christians had no idea what was going on. And to this very day, most Christians do not understand that there were secret societies here, not only the Masons, but the Rosicrucians as well, and probably other secret societies, all part of this complex. The Illuminati, represents the Illuminati, the Jacobins, they were here, and they were working to bring about this world government. It's been going on for a long time. And then when, of course, you hear about, of course, our leaders talking about globalism and how we have to have world trade and how we have to have free trade. They don't have free trade. They have controlled trade. There's no such thing as free trade in the world. But their real goal is to impoverish the American people. But why we wouldn't vote for them, why we would be upset if they knew that they wanted to destroy our economy, to impoverish our people. But you can read about it in their publication, The Earth Charter, available from Radio Liberty or available upon the Internet, written by David Rockefeller's nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, who was deeply involved in the occult, as were his two partners in crime, Boris Strong and Mikhail Gorbachev. And Mikhail Gorbachev, everybody looks upon as a communist, but then most people really don't understand much of what's going on today. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791. If you have a question for Ralph, who certainly is one of the most knowledgeable people I know on Masonry and its influence on America, he's given his life to this battle just as I have. Ralph, are you still offering that a free booklet on the morals and dogma?
Yeah, if people want a copy to know what Albert Pike wrote in his book, classic book called Morals and Dogma, I still give it away. If you want a copy, you can write to me or call me, and I'll send it to you. It's 92 pages long. It contains something like 70, I believe it is, of his number one quotes out of his own book, word for word. No one's ever challenged one word of those quotations, which means they've been taken down accurately, and you can know for certain what the Masons believe. It's in their own literature. They put it in writing. Albert Pike was the Sovereign Grand Commander from 32 years, 1859 to 1891. He apparently died in office, but 32 years later, he was gone. But the statue of him in Washington, D.C. that I started talking about back in about 1990, that statue says he was the leader of the worldwide Masonic movement. And I've been told by Masons that he doesn't speak for the Masons. And I said, well, who does? The leader of the worldwide movement doesn't speak for Masonry? Of course he does. And by the way, the two times I've been on the History Channel, both times they imply, well, he's just another writer, nothing is significant, and you can't count on what he says. And I said, that's just simply not true. The 33rd Degree Council said he's the leader of the worldwide Masonic movement, the number one Mason probably of all time.
In fact,
okay, go ahead.
The new book that they put out, to replace Morals and Dogma, but in that book, you know, which is given to every Mason, they talk about Morals and Dogma. They talk about Albert Pike and his influence on Masonry. Yep. Every Mason knows that, but they lie and they lie and they lie because they're sworn to conceal the secrets, and it could cost them their lives, basically, if they were to tell the truth. So they have to lie, don't they?
Yes. By the way, I want to make that clear. Let's just talk about that. The Masons are taught that there is no morality. That's why the book is called Morals and Dogma. Each man is to decide for himself. But the one thing you've got to do is protect the secrets of the Masonic Lodge, which means you're permitted to lie. In fact, Albert Pike wrote that the rituals that the Masons go through are intentionally being lied. They're intentionally misleading to keep you from the truth. You've got to study and reflect upon it years later, and that's in other research, other books. And that's what I've done. I wrote my third book is called Masonry Conspiracy Against Christianity, in which I prove, reading their own literature, their own rituals, that they take a vow to destroy Christianity. And the question is why? It's all contained in my book. But I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to know more about Masonry. And by the way, it's paying off. The Masons once had 4 million members in America, and the last word I got was they're down to 1.7 million, and they're actually now recruiting members, which is something that I learned 20 years ago they're not supposed to do. You are not to recruit them, so we want them to ask to join the members so that they can, in case they find something out, we say, well, we didn't ask you to join. You wanted to join, and we're sorry you feel that way, but goodbye. So we've got to know. They will lie to conceal the secret. It's in their own literature. I'm not a Mason, never been a Mason, but I've read their literature. 14 of their major writers, like 27 of their key books, I've read them word for word, and I know what's going on. We need to know more about them because our founding fathers were, in the main, Masons, members of the Masonic Lodge.
And this is what people really don't know, how pervasive this was, that at one time between 1941 and 1971, the Masons controlled the United States Supreme Court in majorities of 5-4 to 8-1. They had eight of the 9 members of the U.S. Supreme Court. And it was during those years they took God and prayer out of our schools because, you see, there's an intense hatred for the God of the Bible. They worship a different God. They worship the great architect of the universe. They look forward to standing before the great white throne of judgment when they die. That, ladies and gentlemen, if you can go into your concordance and look up the great white throne of judgment, is a judgment of the damned. The judgment of the damned. They are all damned, and that's why we have to try to get them to understand, because most Masons really don't understand the spiritual implications of what they're doing. But if you read Mandy P. Hall's lectures on ancient philosophy, he will tell you that Masonry is a fraternity within a fraternity, an outer fraternity of people who want to do good things and have a good time, but an inner fraternity of people who study the Arcanum and the Ancanorum. What's the Arcanum and the Ancanorum, Ralph, do you know?
Well, it's a mysterious mystery.
It's a mystery, right?
Great secret. And I'm contending the great secret is that it's called The True Purpose by Albert Pike, who wrote it into the 30th degree ritual, that the Mason takes a sword in his hand and vows with the sword to destroy Christianity. You say that's impossible? No, it's in their own rituals. I found it, and I made it public in my book. It's called Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity. I was going to call the book Wretched Spot or something. Destroy the Wretch, that's what it was. A statement made by one of their great leaders. I said, no, I don't want to do that. I want to name what the book is about.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment. Our telephone number, 1-800-259-5791. That's 259-5791.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke. So it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking. smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest today is Ralph Epperson. We have Carol calling from California. Hi, Carol. Do you have a question or comment for Ralph?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. First, I want to thank you so much for your program. I just adore it.
Where do you live?
I'd rather not say.
All right. That's all right. Go ahead.
I have a couple of questions for Mr. Epperson. One is about 3 weeks ago on Coast to Coast, Benjamin Crean came on and said that Lord Maitreya, the reincarnation of Christ, was going to appear very soon to the UN along with four gigantic spaceships and do some sort of whatever, I don't know what. But I'm wondering if Ralph knows anything about him or about whether or not they're going to try to introduce some parts of the New World Order through using alien information or whatever.
Alien manifestation. Sure, Ralph, do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, if I may, we'll take your questions one at a time. Thank you, Carol, for calling. I know a little bit about Lord Maitreya. I believe his first announcement, or at least the first attempt to bring him out of on his day of a declaration, they call it, was in 1976. It was going to happen soon. It was, 30-some years ago, and Lord Maitreya still not made his day of declaration soon. So now it's still soon. I don't understand that. He is, like you said, he claims to be he's going to be the Messiah for the Jews, the Christ for the Christians, the Ayman Mahdi for the Muslims, I think it is. He's going to fill about six different religions' goal. He's going to appear all at once. And Benjamin Krebs says he's going to overshadow the world on radio and television. Now, wait a minute. if the third of the world is sleeping as the Earth turns, so we're not going to get those people unless they're going to wake them up somehow. And secondly, not all the people of the world have radio or television. Now, if he's God, I would think he'd be able to communicate with everybody whether he needs television or not. So we don't question that about Lord Maitreya. Now, what he's going to do, I don't know, because I think it's as phony as a $1 bill. He was supposed to make his Day of Declaration soon after 1976, 3 years ago now, still hasn't done so.
I think, Carol, that Benjamin Krem is a channeler. He channels this demonic spirit, and Maitreya is a demonic spirit. There's a lot of charlatanism that goes along, though, because if he said he's not going to come, why, he'd lose all of his following. He's been saying this, as Ralph said, you know, for the better part of 30 years, pushing 40 years. But certainly behind everything going on are powerful spiritual forces. What part Maitreya will play, what part some of the other prototypes for the Antichrist will play, I don't know. It's going to be fascinating to see the thing unfold. God bless, and thanks so very much for calling. Let's go to Dave, who's calling from Illinois.
This is Dan from Illinois.
Oh, Dan. Okay, Dan from Illinois. Go ahead.
How are you doing this evening, Dr. Stan? Ralph, a quick question for you. Are you familiar with the Freemasons in Japan by any chance?
The Freemasons in Japan? No, I'm not.
And any particular writings? And I listen to Dr. Stan every day. He's very addicted and very intelligent. I'd called kind of late into the show and had to give a message to his better half. Excuse me, Dr. Stan. But some writings that I've been reading, I just recently ran across them a couple months ago by a gentleman by the name of Benjamin, another Benjamin here, Fulford, F-U-L-F-O-R-D. And he had done some writings. He has a web page in Japan. Most of his stuff is in Japanese, even though he's a Canadian ex-Canadian resident and is schooled in Japan, and he had done some intense writings on Freemasons in Japan, and his name is Benjamin Fulford, and I'm just looking for any kind of gravity to,
yeah.
And when I called Dr. Stan did return my call, very good at that, and told me not to pay much mind to that, which, I'm not paying much mind to it. Don't take everything for face value, which I don't do, but I'm still researching. I heard you on the show, Ralph. I'm thinking you might have some.
I wish I did. No, I will say there's a couple of clues that they're involved somehow, the Masons. First of all, the first bomb at Hiroshima, the atomic bomb, was dropped on, I forget, August something. And when you add August to starting with 8 and then the day plus 1945, it totals 33. Japan surrendered in some, I don't have the exact date in front of me, but once again, I think it was April, that's the fourth day, fourth month, and you add those together and they total 33. So I don't really know. That war, we forced Japan into attacking us, our government, because we wanted to have a reason to start World War II. And so, but I don't know how much control the Masons have. I just don't know.
Now, Dan, I will comment that I did look up a Benjamin Fulford a little bit, and he's, of course, had an interview with David Rockefeller, but he didn't ask him any of the really important questions. And I wonder, you know, how would he get an interview with David Rockefeller, where David Rockefeller would sit down in the room with the cameras running? He obviously has some very powerful connections. He talks about this secret society that's going to counter the wicked David Rockefeller. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. I just, I got a feeling we're being put on, but there is so much out there. We find now that Hal Turner, who is actually one of the conservative leaders, turned out to be working for the FBI for years. Anyway, nothing as it appears to be. Anyway, God bless, and thanks for calling. Maybe we'll learn more about that. Let's go to David, who's calling from Texas. Hi, David.
Evening, Dr. Stan. I have a quick point and a quick question for your guest. Your media caller was asking about the... Benjamin Fulford, he's been a guest on, for what it's worth, on Jeff Renz's program several times before, and Jeff Renz's website, I believe, has some more information on that. Another quick point on the Maitreya. I have a personal theory that goes back, since your guest just recently brought it up, about Maitreya. As described by Benjamin Krem, when he would appear on the national, worldwide television and radio, and he would appear, of all places, out of Pakistan area, supposedly, and this was given back in the late 70s, even though his only supposed image was produced somewhere in Kenya, near where, of all things, the 1998 embassy bombings took place. And if you look at the image of the picture taken at that time, it looks like a young, of all people, a young Osama bin Laden, who's now giving images and audio from Pakistan area, where he's hiding out, supposedly. So maybe there's a connection there. I think it's a demonic thing. I agree with you. I don't trust the Maitreya theory. I think it's socialistic. The world's supposed to give their sovereignty up and share all the resources under Maitreya. I don't buy it. That's what Benjamin Krim says. So I'm against that. But my other quick final question for your guest was, would he want to recommend a way of getting in touch with some members of the lower levels of Masons who may be well-meaning but not realize the evil at the upper echelons of Freemasonry that are misleading some well-meaning people into a bad thing, but they don't know any better, to how to get in touch with rehabilitating true Christian principles upon lower-ranking members of Masons who don't mean ill but just don't know any better, so to speak?
I don't know of any way to do that. They don't release their membership list, which is, I understand that. That's to guarantee their privacy. So you have to find them individually. And I would say this, so far in my experience, for I've been researching Masonry since 1985. That's, 30-some years, 20-some years, whatever it is. I can't find any Masons that want to know. It's really scary. When you talk to them about the fact that they worship Lucifer, Satan, the devil, they call you crazy, a lunatic. And yet when you show them their own literature, they won't believe it. I don't understand that.
I think there's a spiritual blindness, Ralph. I really do. Hey, we're out of time, but thanks so much for calling, Dave. And Ralph, as always, it's a pleasure to have you with us. Our guest has been Ralph Epperson, one of the true great leaders of the conservative movement. Always a privilege to have him. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, Sydney, I hope you enjoyed our interview with Ralph. And this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners we're going to be having an all-day conference. It's going to be at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course on the 25th of October. That's a Sunday. We usually get a much better crowd that way. We had, 180, I think, last time, pretty close to that. We hope to get more than that this year. We're bringing in some great speakers, Calvin Albrecht, Tom Horn, Sydney, William Grigg will be there. We hope that you're going to be able to come as well. But since we're serving lunch, we have to know how many people are going to be there. We have to have reservations. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We do have a block of rooms reserved. We get them before the price goes up. So call us at 1-800-544-8927. And then, Chris, we want to remind you about the population control program. You can't understand why all the hype about the swine flu, why everybody's got to take this vaccination for a disease that to date is only called, as of a couple of days ago, has killed 522 Americans, of which 80% of them had other serious illnesses. Only 1,425 people throughout the entire world as of, I think, the 12th of August. Why are we so concerned about swine flu? Well, it's what's in the vaccine that you have to be concerned about. Could they have a program to kill millions of people? I don't know. But I do know it's all hype. Maybe it's just to make money. Or maybe there's going to be some serious ramifications from taking it. You need to get the population control agenda. It's up on my website. Or call and get my talk on planned population reduction at 1-800-5-HIV-WAR.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct?